With your latest news, I'm Carson Lee Fuller. Government is one step closer to a new unified transport unit. An invitation to express interest has been gazetted, looking for consultants or firms interested in providing project management services to support a, quote, organizational restructuring program that will see the Public Transportation Unit, the Department of Vehicle and Driver's Licensing, and the National Roads Authority merge to create a unified transit agency or authority. This comes following a, quote, comprehensive organizational review, which made a strategic recommendation to consolidate the PTU, DVDL, and NRA. The merger looks to improve governance, optimize operational efficiencies, leverage integrated technology, and enhance public service delivery. The expression of interest says the transition will be executed through a, quote, multi-year transformation program designed to ensure a seamless shift into the new unified entity. The, quote, upcoming RFP will include project governance, cabinet submissions, and day one to day 100 launch readiness. The tender closes on February 11th. The Cayman Police Service is teaming up with a UK university.
The Royal Cayman Islands Police Service are proud to announce this partnership with Portsmouth University, who offer a world-class policing degree, which will equip successful graduates with highly sought-after policing skills.
Assistant Commissioner Rob Atkin tells Radio Cayman, through the program, eligible Caymanians can apply for funding to pursue a Bachelor of Science professional policing degree at the University of Portsmouth in England. This program provides a, quote, recognized academic pathway aligned with modern policing standards. Commissioner Atkins says success in the program will lead directly to a policing career within the Royal Cayman Islands Police Service.
This is an incredible opportunity, and I would encourage young persons with the necessary entry requirements to find out more.
The scholarship application deadline is January 31st, and you can head to moescholarships.gov.ky for the application and port.ac.uk for more information on the educational program itself. And the National Heroes Day ceremony honors the 14 national heroes, as well as individuals who have given invaluable service to the Cayman Islands, this year under the theme Physical Infrastructure. And you're encouraged to attend a special post-event party. CIGTV's Lavita Thompson has more.
The community is invited to attend the 2026 National Heroes Day Culture Evening on Monday, January 26th. The Culture Evening has become a treasured Caymanian event and features dance, song, local food, and crafts, all culminating in a fireworks and drone display. The event begins at 4 p.m. on Cardinal Avenue.
You can listen live to the full ceremony Monday morning right here on Radio Cayman. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Govinda Gill. Donald Trump has presided over a signing ceremony inaugurating his Board of Peace. He said the board would work in conjunction with the United Nations, but critics say it's designed to replace some of the UN's functions. Britain earlier said it would not take part in the Board of Peace signing ceremony, concerned about the possible involvement of President Putin. Mr. Putin has said he's studying an invitation to join the board. Denmark's Prime Minister says she will engage in dialogue with allies on strengthening Arctic security as long as her country's territorial integrity is respected. Mette Frederiksen spoke a day after President Trump backed away from threats of using force to take over Greenland and of imposing tariffs on European allies. The national security trial has begun in Hong Kong of three activists who organised an annual Tiananmen Square vigil. They've been charged with incitement to subversion and could be sentenced to 10 years in prison. Police in New Zealand say two bodies have been recovered from a house that was badly damaged in a landslide on the North Island. A separate landslide nearby hit a coastal holiday park. Japan has suspended the restart of the world's largest nuclear power plant after an alarm from its monitoring system sounded just hours after the process began. The operator of the Fukushima plant said there was no safety risk. South Korea has enacted the world's first comprehensive law regulating artificial intelligence. It requires companies to safeguard users from misinformation and prevent abuse of AI technology such as deepfake content. That's the latest BBC News.